I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Today, the Vatican admitted that it had altered the photo it sent to the media of a letter from retired Pope Benedict XVI about Pope Francis. The changes made to the photo also altered the meaning of the picture in a way that went against photojournalist industry standards. The Vatican blurred out two lines in the letter in which Pope Benedict XVI begins to explain that he did not get a chance to read the books for which he was asked to write this letter. He also said that because of other projects he had, he would not be able to contribute to a theological assessment of Francis. The Vatican's chief of communications had used the picture to rebuff those who've criticized Pope Francis and questioned his theological and philosophical knowledge and foundations. Leaders from the United States, France, and Germany echoed the UK in accusing Russia of poisoning a former spy and his daughter with a nerve agent. They also said the attack was, quote, the first offensive use of a nerve agent in Europe since the Second World War. In response to the UK's expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats, Russia's foreign minister stated that some British diplomats would, quote, certainly be expelled. The Trump administration has also accused Russia of an ongoing attempt to hack and spy on the U.S. energy grid and other important infrastructure. Separately, the White House has implemented sanctions on Russian officials over meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Thousands of civilians fled attacks on opposite ends of Syria. In a town in eastern Ghouta, 10,000 men, women, and children escaped as government forces continued to push rebels out with both ground and air attacks. Thousands also fled Afrin, located near the Turkish border, as Turkish government forces surrounded the town, which is currently under Kurdish control. President Trump visited San Diego, California this week to view prototypes for his proposed border wall. Trump said he was looking for walls that authorities could see through, but that would also ward off people looking to cross the border from climbing it. Both supporters of the wall and the president were in attendance, as well as protesters. Bishop Robert McElroy of San Diego released a statement saying the wall is a symbol of division and that, quote, it is a sad day for our country when we trade the majestic, hope-filled symbolism of the Statue of Liberty for an ineffective and grotesque wall. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.